On the show today, we have RHMI's very own Blaine Rada talking about the upcoming CU Members Mortgage webinar entitled 4 Steps to Smoother Mortgage Transaction. And Blaine shares 4 fundamentals or 4 steps can keep you on a straight and narrow path to a successful mortgage lending process. So check it out. Austin here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, speaking of welcoming back, welcome back, Mr. Blaine Rada from RHMI. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me again.
You are? Well, it's always, you're always welcome here. You have some great, it's always a great education having you on the show. And you guys are, you're doing another webinar with the folks from CU Members Mortgage entitled Steps to Smoother Transactions. And so without further ado, let's dive into this. I mean, what can you provide us? Just give us a quick overview of the webinar, and then we'll dive into some details here.
Sure, absolutely. It actually, the overriding theme of that topic is what starts well ends well.
Oh, okay.
it's kind of like the concept of inertia. I think if anybody took physics in high school or college, you probably learned about inertia. And, you know, basically, you know, an object at rest tends to stay at rest, and an object in motion will stay in motion. And I have this visual of starting the loan as if you were kind of rolling a small snowball down a hill. And, you know, if you do certain things at the beginning and invest the time and effort up front, you have this ball that just kind of rolls on its own. It kind of just takes a life of its own and hopefully goes in the right direction. But there's a lot of shortcuts that we tend to take, not because we are lazy, but just because we're busy and everybody's looking for the shortest way to do things. And sometimes those shortcuts completely derail that snowball that's coming down the hill. So instead of the snowball coming down in the way that you want it to, it's wreaking havoc and crashing into trees. And so really most of what I talk about in the session, and I kind of break it into 4 categories.
Okay.
Are all things that are designed to help the loan get off to the best possible start. So I'll just mention the 4 categories as kind of an overview. The first thing I touch on is truly some things that help to get the loan off to the best possible start. The second group of tips that I share have to do with kind of getting into the head of borrowers a little bit, like what are some of their expectations and what are some of their perceptions based on what they consistently say in surveys about getting a mortgage. You know, if we're going to work with borrowers, we should know how they think, because we don't tend to think as mortgage lenders how borrowers do, but yet we need to be mindful of that. The third kind of category of tips that I share have to do with some things that are just related to understanding our business, the business of lending. And the last pieces are steps that I think have kind of withstood the test of time. So things that impact decision-making on the loan, some of the top traits of the most successful loan originators in the business. You know, there's always a wide variety of folks that attend these webinars. And so, you know, not everybody on the call is a loan officer or a processor or an underwriter, but I try to share tips that are kind of universally applicable. Yep. So no matter what their role is, they can take something that works for them.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, are you going to relate this to today's real estate or mortgage lending environment? Because this is, you know, this year has been a year like no other that we've seen. I mean, especially with, you know, the obvious is, you know, the cost of housing and just how crazy the market is. So is that going to play into this at all as well? Because I mean, because it can go this, there's some outrageous things that are going on out there right now. Let's talk about going off the rails. So
sure. Yeah, no, honestly, I think as I think through the tips, and my plan is to share about a dozen, you know, 10 to a dozen kind of broad tips with examples kind of mixed in between. As I'm thinking through them in my mind, you know, these are really the things that have stood the test of time. In other words, I've been in the industry over 30 years, and I've been a processor and an originator and an underwriter. And when I put this presentation together, I really looked at it from the standpoint of what are the solid, foundational, fundamental things that it took me a long time to learn, but that if we all kind of were reminded of these things, or if you're newer, you might be hearing these things for the first time. If we knew these things early on in our career, and certainly early on in the loan process, it just sets us up for success.
Right.
And so regardless of whether you're in a crazy market like we're in now, or whatever the next market is going to be, these fundamentals still apply. It's really not based on, you know, what's happening at any given point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they'll weather those, that foundation, or these fundamentals will weather no matter whatever market you're in, and probably allow you to handle things a lot better as well too, without taking these crazy shortcuts that will cause you to run into a tree. We don't want that. Yeah,
this is a stressful business. You know, that's not news to anybody that's in it. It's not only, you know, a lot of work, obviously, especially in times like now when people are literally overwhelmed with the amount of volume and business that they have. But even in the best of times or the easiest of times, this is a challenging business to be in. So any kind of suggestions or tips that I can leave people with that will help them and help the loan and help, and but thereby helping the borrowers and helping the realtors to all kind of get through this as smoothly as possible. Mm-hmm. That's my goal. And of course, you know, I only have an hour, so I cover what I can, and hopefully there's some good takeaways for folks.
Oh, completely. Yeah. And speaking of takeaways, one or two takeaways that you hope that folks will walk away with? I mean, obviously there's going to be a bunch more, but just maybe a couple off the top of your head.
Yeah. So one of the things I'll talk about is kind of where and when to invest the time that it takes to put a loan together. So if you imagine kind of this continuum of time, mm-hmm. and any loan that you take is going to take a certain amount of time and effort to get from application to closing. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that we all can control is where and when we invest the time and effort. So in other words, we can not do some things at the beginning that save us time, but ultimately we have to pay that price later, right? Or we can do some things at the beginning that then we don't have to do later. So I'm going to have some ideas around, you know, where do you invest your time and effort when you're trying to get a loan done? Another thing that I'll talk about is how kind of unique and crazy this business is from the standpoint of the time frames that we focus on. So for instance, if you think of time as past, present, and future, one of the goofy things that if you ever sit down and think about this industry that we're in, you know, one of the goofy things about it is that we verify a lot of information about a person's past, mm-hmm. right? We want to know about employment history and income history and credit history and savings history and rent payment history and all of these things that are back in time. And then, of course, we also want to know about their present day circumstances, right? Where they work, how much they make, what are their bills? But then we're kind of predicting the future when we make a mortgage loan, because we're going to get repaid for several years in the future. And so reconciling those different times, like what are we focused on? What's most important to focus on? Is it the future when we're going to get our money back, hopefully, or is it their present day circumstances, or is it the past? Is that, you know, and so I'm going to try to help people with some ideas around just kind of understanding this aspect of time and where should we be putting our attention? So again, it's the recovering underwriter in me that even though a lot of the folks who sign up for these webinars typically aren't the quote decision makers, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. I still want to put some content in there that helps them better understand how those decisions are made. So even if you're not an underwriter, I still want you to understand underwriting. I still want you to get a feel for, well, how could you make exceptions, for instance? Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, to some degree, that base is based around your own company procedures and what rules you have to follow in your organization. But there are some common techniques or tips that I can share where you can take a loan that maybe many people wouldn't find a way to do and actually find a way to do it, right? Yeah. How do you make those kinds of exceptions? So there's even going to be a little bit of that in there.
Oh, cool.
Which is more the end of the loan versus the beginning of the loan. But again, everything comes back to what starts well ends well. And I really think that even the decision itself, even though that's kind of like one of the last things that's done in the loan transaction, is making the yes or no decision. If we do our jobs right, we should actually know from the very beginning with a fair amount of certainty if the loan is a yes or a no. Right. Okay. I mean, and the problem that our industry has always struggled with is that often people don't have the skills or the knowledge necessary to be able to do that. Right. And so they just kind of package things up as best they can, mm-hmm. eventually send it off to someone who's going to say yes or no. But it's like this big mystery until the end. And really, if we're all really good at what we do, we should all pretty much know at the beginning, right, is this a good loan or a bad loan? Yeah. So hopefully some of the things I'll share will help people with that too.
Are you looking like at patterns and things like that as well? Because I mean, I love your time analogy, the past, the present, and the future. And I think they all complement each other in getting the loan. But yeah, I totally get that. So, but are there patterns that you look for as well for, I guess, loan approval, for lack of better terminology? Or?
Yeah, well, certainly having worked for a mortgage insurance company for so many years, I mean, if there's any kind of company that can, you know, manage data, it would be insurance companies. And certainly looking at the statistics and the data from entities like Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, there are kind of some and I'll cover these, by the way. There are some solid particular aspects of the borrower, of the loan itself, that are highly predictive of, is this going to go or not?
Yeah.
And it's not just a matter of understanding the guidelines. It's, you know, the guidelines kind of give you direction and telling you, you know, generally speaking, what's accepted and what's not accepted. But there are kind of some foundational things that, again, have withstood the test of time, that really haven't changed much over the years, that really are the what I would call the pillars. They're the key aspects of a loan that provide the strength and the structure. And you want to be mindful of what those are, because if you focus on those, then you pretty much know what you've got.
Yep.
I think what we tend to do as an industry is we focus on the nitty gritty, right? We get lost in the details. And there's like so many different moving parts in a loan file that we get buried in all of the busyness, when really all we need to do is step back and look at a handful of things to really get a pretty good sense of, you know, is this a good loan or is it not a good loan?
Yeah. So it sounds like it all goes back to those fundamentals that you were talking about, that kind of weather any type of storm or any type of condition that's going on out there right now. So
that's certainly what I believe anyway.
So I think it's a great mantra.
That's all I have to share is what I believe. So
like you said, there's so much information and there's so many variables and things going on, but you got to have those fundamentals like you're talking about to keep you, kind of keep you like on a level playing field for sure. So, oh my gosh, great stuff. Can't wait for this webinar, Blaine. I mean, again, you're going to knock it out of the park. So I can't wait to go and watch it as well and take notes and stuff, because this is just such timely stuff. And I like the way how you bring in different aspects or different job functions and different roles. So that allows people who may not be in that particular role, allows them to do a better job because they know what that person has to do as well. So maybe they can, you know, compensate or help out in some form or fashion. So yeah, good stuff.
You know, one of the skills that I talk about that's kind of a trait of the best in our business, and let's just take loan officers as an example. Mm-hmm. One of the things that makes the best loan officers the best is their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just expertise in being a loan officer. In other words, it's their expertise in understanding guidelines, underwriting, the process of the loan. You know, they're going to be passing this loan off to a processor. Well, what does that person do? What are the nuts and bolts of that job? You know, when you're brand new in a field, of course, you're just learning your basic job functions. But over time, you really want to get a sense of, even if you don't do that job, what is it that they actually do? And how do I connect to them? And mm-hmm. what are the things I can learn from what they do that make me better at what I do? And so that's why, you know, having been a processor and a loan officer and an underwriter, I mean, everything that I do is kind of influenced, you know, everything I train upon is influenced by all those roles that I had. And so I can't help but kind of pass along information that should be relevant to any of those job functions, but they'll all be relevant in a different way, if that makes sense.
Oh, completely. Yeah. And you've seen it all. So it's great to have somebody like you provide their insights and advice and all that type of stuff. I would think people would have a million questions, especially in today's market. So yeah, so I expect a pretty rather healthy Q&A session as well. So, all righty, sir. Well, Blaine, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you probably have a lot on your plate.
So I don't
as
we all do.
As we all do, you're right. But I appreciate your time and looking forward to the webinar on September 9th. So we'll be there for sure.
All right. Thanks again for having me.
Anytime, Blaine.